The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What happened?
Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Good morning, welcome to the Hard Luck Show. Big Lux in the building. Got the Indian.
Chumahan.
And I got old Blue Eyes.
Yeah, you already know.
Yo, what's up, man? It's the Hard Luck Show coming at you. Who we got in the house today? You know who that is? Raining from the beautiful city of Gardena, California. Baby Bounce in the
house! Come on! Bounce. Come on now!
How you guys doing, man?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Man, right here, just trying to get it right, you feel me?
What's up, Big G?
How you doing?
Yeah, man. I've been talking to this cat right here, man.
He's got it. He's all cookied out,
man.
Brother,
this man. Dude is a supporter. If you guys listen, if you haven't listened to the first Baby Bounce episode, you need to. This guy's been in the game. His dad's been in the game. This dude's a long, long history of music coming out of Gardena.
Yes, sir.
And big supporter, man. I met Bounce through some cookies events. Mm-hmm. And he's just down with the brand, man. And, you know, we like to try and lace him and keep him in the mix with our shit. What's up?
Episode 326.
326. Go listen to that. If you haven't listened to that, pause this show, go listen to that, and then come and catch up with us.
Right. Go to school.
Get the background story of Bounce and his family, man.
For sure. Yeah.
Damn, dude, you were doing it. Because me and Bounce were talking, and sometimes we're busy over there. That warehouse gets slammed. We're doing promos. So Bounce is like, hey, dog, I got this song, Cookies. And this is right after him and Mr. Keep It Hood. Shout out, Mr. Keep It Hood. Bust out a video with Cookies on blast. He's like, I did a cookie song. I'm like, all right, give me the size. I'm going to shoot out the package.
Yeah.
And then I'm like checking in and like, I don't know what happened. And like a couple weeks later, I hit him up. I'm like, what's up? He's like, nothing showed up yet.
What?
I'm like, man, I hit my warehouse. I'm like, man, my dude's got a song called Cookies. We need to get that. He's like, tell me right now, I'm packing the box. Got that shit out, dog.
Sure. Yeah.
Get my dude right, that, man. Yeah.
How did you hook up with Mr. Keep It Hood?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Well, I used to, me and Rich Rabbit, we got a couple records together, you know? I used to know them back when they were younger, like before they were even rapping.
Right.
Like they were like probably like 15, 16, you feel me? I met them in their hood and shit. So then I start coming around more. They're like, hey, I'm rapping now, whoop-de-whoop. So I'm like, yeah, that's what's up, bro. Like, and I start seeing them put shit out, like, you feel me? I start seeing videos and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's dope, you feel me? So we hooked up, me and Rich Rabbit, and that's like his cousin, I guess, or something.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of just stayed in the mix with them, and then Mr. Keep It Hood was like, we're going to get one in soon. And we did it, bro. It came out.
What's it like when the Bounce and Mr. Keep It Hood unite forces? Like, what kind of energy, what kind of style?
Shit, it was kind of like a hype style to me. Like, he was like, what you want to do, some gangster shit? Yeah, let's do some gangster shit. And it kind of went like that.
You know? Man, put a little taste of that on, man.
Yeah, oh, Blue Eye.
Because that fucking track is heat, bro. The
In My City.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
It's called In My City, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Keith Good on her.
Cookie Doll.
What I That's say, right. In my city, we get on shit. Squabble yeah. on sights. Get a tricky in the hood, so we gripping on the pipe. If you wrong, you my brother, we gon' get this shit right. Gang sliding on the ops, I hope I catch him.
I'm gonna play, cause I wanna hear bounce verses.
Squabble on sights. Get a tricky in the hood, so we gripping on the pipe. If you wrong, you my brother, we gon' get this shit right. Gang sliding on the ops, I hope I catch him at a light. Okay, it's Mr. Keep Hood, I got a glizzy with a switch. And if I touch me a nigga, watch this whole shit split. And I've been posted in the cell, I guess I'm bound to get rich. We've been posted on this block, trying to see a car flip. Ay. Bitch, we spark shit, best believe it ain't a dope. I remember flocking houses for them safe, like get it out. Now a nigga in the boot, trying to see what rap about. I got my foot up in the door, watch a rabbit spaz out. And I ain't arguing with Ops, that be thirsty for the clout. And if your bitch up in the whip, then my carrot in her mouth. They call me Mr. Keep Hood, you niggas know what I'm about. Catch me walking through your hood, cause nobody hanging out. In my city, we get on shit, squabble on sights. Getting tricky in the hood, so we gripping on the pipe. If you wrong, you my brother, we gon' get this shit right. Gang sliding on the Ops, I hope I catch him out of light. In my city, we get on shit, squabble on sights. Getting tricky in the hood, so we gripping on the pipe. If you wrong, you my brother, we gon' get this shit right. Gang sliding on the Ops, I hope I catch him out of light. You better hope that this light turn green.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, kill your whole damn team. Fuck him. Say hello to my 4-5 beam.
Yeah.
Know what I mean. My little homies, yeah, they ready to die. We gon' war with anybody, yeah, come outside. The other day of the murder, yeah, I don't know why. But I've been ready for this shit, yeah, like all my life. I'ma kill him and drill him, that's what I came for. East side of the town, that's what I bang go. Yeah, 165, that's where the gang go. They don't say my name, I let the stank blow. Hey, yeah, I got it on me. Yeah, they don't know I got it on me. Hey.
Yeah. Man, dog, shit's power, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's a full-on attitude, man. Like, that's full-on.
I gotta tell you, man, like, and I said it a little bit before, that's like, there's a lot of neighborhoods all over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We know this, Southern California, but dude, I'm telling you, man, like, the culture in Gardena is its own thing, man. You guys, you just have this, the culture out there, you guys just have like your own thing going on, man.
Yeah, for sure. It's different out there, bro.
It is, man.
What makes it have a different flavor or whatever it is?
I mean, kind of like how we said on the last show, everybody, you know, everybody reps that same G, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's fucking, I don't know, it's way different, bro. It trips me out when I go to other cities, like,
More inclusive than exclusive.
Yeah, it's more like everyone knows each other. Everyone gets along, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know? Dude, it's like that. G-Town is like G-Town. Everybody up in there is about the business.
Right.
You know, on that same tip, man.
Oh, for sure, yeah. For sure.
How I look at you like the mayor, bro.
Man.
The mayor over there,
mayor
man.
Mayor of G-Town.
I want to just go down and eat some food in Gardena with this dude, dog. Hey,
when you go out there, try the teriyaki spot. It's called Pit Burger. It's probably been there for like over like 30 years.
Is that right?
I mean, that's a hell of a name.
Hey, I got to come roll with you when I come down.
Pit Burger.
Yeah, you got to get the Terry Burger. It's a it's a teriyaki burger.
Oh, shit.
Bro, man. That's just so good.
Man.
You'll always go back.
You always go back.
How did what was the process? How did that song come together with Mr. Keep It Hood? Like, what did you guys do? How did it come together?
I actually already had the beat made. My producer, Y.E.
That beat's dope.
Yeah, he made the beat, and it was already made, you know? So he just had to come, and when he came to my studio, I was like, it's your world, bro. Do whatever you want, you know? I rented the studio, got the hours and shit, and I was like, do what you want, bro. Like, it's your world. So he actually went in there and did his first verse, and he came up with the hook, and I just did my verse to it.
Man, that's fucking dope.
Man, dude, it's like, that shit would take me years to do, bro.
Right.
He's like, yeah, well, we had the beat, and he laid his thing.
He just came down.
Shit. Man, that shit, I don't, I ain't a musician. I don't know how to do that shit. That, to me, that shit mind-blowing, bro.
I mean, but Bounce and Keep It Hood have been doing it for a long time.
Well, Bounce has been doing it a real long time, man.
Right.
For sure, yeah.
Grew up on that shit. It's in his blood.
Yeah, I was doing this shit since I was like 10. I made my first song when I was like 10 years old.
What does one do, or like, what are some of the things that you think go into making the vibe at the studio one that's open to the creativity? Do you have any like rituals or any thoughts about that?
Like, I used to, like, I don't know, like before, I used to be like, oh, I gotta get high first.
Yeah,
I gotta do some shit. Like, now it's just, that's just like, I don't even write no more, you know. Right. Like, I just go in, like, whatever I'm feeling right there.
Do you feel that that's better for you in terms of allowing you to flow a little differently or better?
I got like a majority of people that tell me that they like my writing better, and then I got another a handful of people that be like, bro, I like when you just fucking spaz out and start.
It's just raw.
Yeah. But I do got a handful of people that like, bro, when you write, that shit's crazy. Like, because it's like, it's fucking mapped out, you know? It's not just me going off, like. You could kind of tell when it's written and it's just off the head, like, you know?
Right, right.
But I'm more comfortable just going in, you know? Like, that's how I feel, like, you're going to feel more of me, like, how I feel at that time, you know?
Right. I feel, and when Keep It Hood was in here, he was saying, he kind of does the same thing. Like, he was saying that he goes into the studio and then he, you know, maybe in his mind thinks up maybe like the first stanzas or a couple of verses or whatever, and then he just writes it there. Was that kind of how it went when you
Well, we kind of recorded the same, so it kind of like went together. I was like, all right, I like this fool.
That's awesome. And then what about like engineers? How many other engineers are in there like mixing levels and shit like that?
I try to just keep it, you know, my boy's there. I try to just keep it him. I don't really like to mix up the vibes and shit like I like to have my engineer just do all my shit because he knows how I want to sound.
Yeah, that's how Big Lux is with O Blue Eyes. He's like, it's my engineer. I don't want a whole bunch of other fucking bums. Yeah. That's awesome.
What's going on, man? What's up? What's up? Tell me, what's up with the new projects and what's going on with what you got coming out right now?
Man, I'm working on some shit with my homie Scheme. We're doing this Baby Bounce versus Scheme project. It's just me and him on the whole thing going back and forth. But I'm working on my album right now, man. My manager and shit, he's trying to get me to do this certain type of sound of music. And he's like, you know, you ain't tried that yet. So I'm like, it's more like conscious rap, like just keeping it real, yeah. It ain't too much gangster shit. You ain't going to hear too much.
See, dog, we were just talking about that, man.
Yeah, so it's like going to be more serious, you know? It's not going to be all fucking, yeah, I'm on the block with the homies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It'll kind of like sit there and make drive and think type shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
What was your manager's position or reason why he was thinking like maybe this would be a direction to go in?
Well, he's really just putting the money behind me, you know? And he's like, I want to do this the way I think it's going to work. Like, you ain't tried that yet. Like, let me do it. What's the fucking the deal with me losing 40-50 grand on my dog? Like, so my boy, I went to fucking middle school with this cat, you know?
Yeah.
So we've been talking about the music shit a long time, and he just be telling me, like, man, just let me manage this project, bro. Mm-hmm. Let me do this shit, bro. Just put it in my hands. We don't know what's going to come out of that.
And for you, is that easy for you to do, or how did you feel about turning it over to somebody else to let them try?
In the beginning, I kind of didn't like that shit because I was like, I like to do shit my way, you know? I like to choose my beats. Like, all the beats that he's choosing for me, they're more like, oh, I got to talk about some shit, you know? Like, some shit I went through, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just like, I could just go in there and just start fucking going off about some party shit. Like, nah, you really got to sit down and think this shit out. Like, you can't put no crap on this type of beat.
That's fucking dope.
I mean, we were talking about, like, how much more, I mean, whether it be, because there's real gangster shit, and then there's motherfuckers that are just jumping out with that bullshit. It's so much right now.
Yeah.
That, like, I had said to Chumahan in an earlier show, I'm beginning to hear some artists that are starting to say, like, what the fuck are we, is there anything else to rap about besides that?
Yeah.
Right. I'm starting to hear some artists take chances and step away and rap about some actual other shit.
No, off top.
Just that. And I feel like there's motherfuckers that are badass that aren't necessarily like, I was talking about like Currency or and people like that. They're dope as fuck and they're going to, and they're not, it's just not all about that. And I feel like at some point in time, man, when is this train going to start? because it's not only just the music, it's that energy.
Yeah.
You put that energy out there all the time. I don't know. I mean, and I think it takes somebody, what we're talking about is that it's going to take somebody that's not afraid to move in a different direction.
Yeah,
so like a couple cats, once they make that move and people see like, fuck, okay, I think it'll start to happen. And like you're even saying, it's uncomfortable. Now I'm, you know, but you've got somebody that's thinking in a larger, broader way that's kind of pushing you to maybe do this. And it's like, it's good to hear that there's something on the way and somebody else is thinking like outside of the box on this shit, man. You know?
Yeah, I feel that. Trip.
We obviously, man, you're on the show, dog, and we're going to have this topic's going to come up, but I mean, dude just got smoked over at fucking Roscoe's Chicken.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro.
I mean, what is your view of not only what's going on, but like how cats are coming with all this shit on to LA?
I just kind of felt like he was just trying to like show his girl, probably like, oh, I could go anywhere, like, and then right. I'm untouchable, like, and nah, bro, it's not like that. You gotta fucking, I even be sketched out, bro, and I'm fucking not even where I want to be in my career right now.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I even be sketched out, like, when I go places. Like, if I'm with somebody else, I'd rather them get out the car and go pump my gas instead of me fucking getting out and someone spotting me like, oh, that's that fool. Or just any little thing could happen, you feel me?
Absolutely, yeah. Dog.
You know, and the other thing is like, the other piece of this is that, like, For all of us, for every human being, there are other sides to you.
No,
like,
sure.
Nobody is just one,
nobody's
like, lane,
just one
right?
Thing, right.
Right. So how do we maybe try to open up the art form to allow for the other sides of an artist or a person or a human, right?
I mean, it's kind of hard, but, like, I'm, you know, in my head, I'm like, motherfuckers is gonna do what they want to do regardless, you know, like,
right.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, man, you gotta watch yourself, dog. Like, you just can't be roaming around thinking shit's sweet, like,
right.
And also, there's a ton of stories, even not in this context, of people who generally are untouchable to a certain extent because they have protection or they have whatever. But even those people eventually get touched.
No one's untouchable.
Right.
No one.
Right.
Not even the baddest motherfucker. Fucking. No one's could just be not be untouchable. Someone could get to you, bro. Like.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's just like you got to be on your toes at all times. Like.
Right.
Like, why would you go to that fucking Roscoe's? Like.
Yeah, that's like
fuck.
Super. And then we're
I've ate there one time, and I was like, oh yeah, fuck this.
Right. We're talking about the Game song where the Game put that shit out there like 7 years ago.
Right.
Don't go to Roscoe's. You have to get smoked for your shit. You know, like watch yourself. I don't, and these cats, but I think the culture too, man, like some of these cats just think everything's a movie or they think it's palm trees and just pretty women or like they think it's a game, what we're talking about out here.
I mean, that's true too. And sometimes it's maybe a younger mindset that hasn't fully thought through the realities of a situation. You know, a younger mindset might not think through all of the permutations or the variables that might be there.
Yeah, I think fucking 10 times before I decide to do something. Fuck, thinking twice or three times, I'd be thinking, like, what could happen if I go right here? Like, you know, why would I go right here to this location?
Right.
So you gotta, I don't know, man.
And even LA rappers that are from LA, when they're rolling around, they got fucking security. They got fucking an entourage with them. Like, you ain't going to catch Dr. Dre by himself you ain't going to catch these dudes out with their girl alone at some shit, dude. That just ain't going to happen.
Right.
So what makes you think you're going to come from, you know,
Philly
or wherever the hell? Just be like, you know, high signing. I don't know. And it's not, I'm not saying it's right. It's fucked up that it's like that, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that shit's wild.
Right.
Like, I talked to my manager fucking yesterday, and he's just like, bro, LA's so crazy right now. Like, I don't even want to be outside, like, type shit. Like, He's like, you know me, man. I ain't no type of guy like that. But I feel like I gotta go buy a fucking gun.
Yeah.
It's just, and my manager don't even look like that. You know, he's like regular stand up dude. Like, you know, dresses bow tie every day, like right. type shit. Like,
right.
And he's like, it's just crazy, bro. Like, I don't even want to risk nothing. Like, right now, like.
I mean, so. I think it's not just L.A. I mean, L.A. for sure for that thing, but I think the entire country's gotten a little bit more dangerous.
And more desperate.
Yeah. And more desperate for sure, man.
I mean, we got to take a look at what's going on with this whole economy shit, dog. Like, there was money floating around for a minute, and even that shit's dried up. And now I think we're just starting to barely begin to feel the effects of some real shit. And listen, dog, you can only have so many people at the top of the heap eating.
That's right.
And when the majority gets bigger and bigger and bigger, they are the have-nots, shit, motherfuckers start getting desperate.
Hey, bro, I'll say this. In reading the headlines in the news lately, the supply chain for food in America and the world, but in America, it's gotten fucked up, and the price of food has gone way up.
Yeah, the price of food's going up.
Facts.
And it's like, there's no,
and
like,
there's more unemployment, and more people
there's
not working.
No, and there's no relief. It's not like they're opening up new factories here in the United States. They're like, we're going to just start
closing
making
more factories.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that does make people more desperate, for sure. Man. For sure. And it does happen, man. We forget that in, like, whatever it was, there was the Great Depression. That really, people don't realize just how desperate times were back then.
Well, you said people were eating their belts.
Not only were they eating their belts, they had what you see now. Remember,
that's
like,
crazy.
There was a time in L.A. where there wasn't this kind of homeless situation where you would go and see, it looked like REI, like all these tents all over the fucking place,
that's
right?
That's crazy, bro.
That's what you saw with the Great Depression. They had shanty towns right here in L.A., right outside of Cleveland. Like, it was just like this.
Yeah, starting over.
That's right. Crazy, man. So, goddamn, bounce. How are we going to get out of this, brother? How are we going to bounce back?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Take their ass to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Yeah.
We've been breeding a lot of fucking lazy motherfuckers out there with no fucking hustle.
Yeah, that's true, but I also got to say that there's also not as many jobs as there was.
No, it's true.
They keep trying to do all the side hustle shit, and it's mainly because regular jobs just don't pay shit. They're like, oh, what's your side hustle? It's like, motherfucker, I'm working like 18 hours, and I got three jobs, and I still can't fucking make that much money. It's not worth it. Now I'm on the Scante. I got to fucking stay up all day. You know what I mean? Like, no wonder, bro. Everybody's drinking coffee and the fucking
I mean, I'm not going to. I'm on the Scante. Motherfucker, I'm on a, if I got to go fucking
get you took
get
a blast from the past.
Yeah, dog, I'm on the Scante. I'm the esquina with the Scante.
Yeah.
I tell you, dog. Like
long nights, huh?
Fuck, dog. They weren't paying. Hey, dog, they weren't paying no good money when I was young.
Yeah,
you know, when I was in my 1920s, there was the same shit. If I had to work a couple jobs, or I had to rob, and I was going to the pen for slanging, or if I needed to work jobs, and I had a 2-bedroom apartment, there was 4 of us living in there. We had to do what we had to do.
Hey. Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't always have it like this. There was struggle, but I'd be damned if I'm going to just lay on my ass and not do anything.
Right, right.
Get motherfucking up and do some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of just like, you know, there's a lot. I ain't going to say one thing and that's the problem. Throw a blanket on it. But, you know, there's a lot of soft-ass, lazy motherfuckers out there.
That's true.
That don't want to get up and do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're growing them like fucking weeds out here. Hey, but what about, so what's going to be the process for you to explore this new area of
yeah,
art,
music.
That, yeah.
Like, well, like I'm real fucking open to, like, music, bro. Like, I could be in the studio. Like, I could fucking rap to anything, bro. Like, so that's the fucking easy part for me that this is nothing new to me. It just wasn't my style of music, you know, but...
How are the beats different?
Bro, they're so different.
Like, what, man?
Fuck, I wish I could show you right now.
But, like, how would you describe it? Because, like, that beat we heard with In My City, right?
Yeah, that's
that beat,
a way that's...
How would it be different from that? Is it, like, slower?
Man, I gotta, yeah, bro, it's just like...
You wanna know something? There's a reason why he's gonna do this, though.
For sure.
He's not just come along and started rapping in the last 5 years. Somebody like that might not hear what their manager's trying to tell him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is in his blood. Like, he's already seen the process with his dad. He's been doing this since he was a kid.
Right.
So he's probably primed and ready and open to understanding, all right, let me go somewhere I'm not used to. Let me explore myself, you know, or do something.
Yeah. I wish I could show you. I got shit right here on my phone, but it's just like, you could hear it, bro, in the beat. Like, you could feel that shit. Like,
what, dude?
Yeah, bro, like, it's there with you. Like, it's crazy.
I like the way he describes it, bro.
Feel that shit, bro. It's crazy. Like you know, like, oh, this was about to spill his heart out or say some real shit right now.
Damn, dog. I'm ready for you to take off in that direction.
That's just going
to
be dope, bro. It's like a it's going to be a you know game changer for me.
You know what I'm sensing from you, Bounce, is that you're like, you feel the music. Bro, and the music.
That's what I'm saying.
I live that shit, bro. Like, I'll be driving sometimes and I'll be fucking just having like fucking movies in my head, like rocking fucking million fucking crowd, like 100,000 crowd. Like, I'm ready for this shit, bro. Like, it's just the time, bro. Like,
you can see it.
Bro, I can see this shit.
That's it, dude. And you know?
You gotta fucking throw it out there for it to happen.
Yeah, brother.
That shit's real, bro. Like,
as real as it gets.
Manifest, that shit is real, bro. That shit's real. Like, this cookie shit, I manifested this shit.
If you, you go, wait, there's some people that say, I gotta see it to believe it. Or the reality is, you gotta believe it to see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It starts, so it is, dog. Like, anything that's ever worked, I seen that shit, and then I just work towards the vision.
Yeah, off top. Like, he don't even know this because I've never told him, but I'm gonna speak on it in the show. Like,
all right.
When I first seen Burner drop fucking cookies, like, that was like I was barely starting to peak, like, with my music shit. Like, everyone was starting to notice me. The cookie shit just dropped. Everybody's like, cookies this, cookie. Everyone's smoking cookies. And I was like, I'm going to fuck with them one day. Like, I know it. I'm going to fuck with that circle one day, bro. Like, I knew that shit. I already knew. And then when it happened, I was like, damn, that shit's crazy. Like, you know? So that shit was kind of like, it was real to me. I was like, hell yeah, bro. Like, this is what a motherfucker been waiting for, like, to be locked in with the right people around dope-ass people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Dog.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, yeah. What's next for you? Like, what's your next vision? I mean, you've had this vision and you've actually made it. It's come to reality for you. So what's next for you?
I wanna sign like a good distribution deal with somebody, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and just really like map that out and see how that goes, like, with some real promotion and some
get some real shit behind me, yeah, bro.
Like,
yeah.
And I can already show people. I got a fucking library of shit that I could show people, but that'll just, yeah, I think that shit'll really snap me in zone. Like, oh, it's go time now. Like, you know?
Yeah. Damn, dog. I get excited listening to that shit. Let's go, dog. How we gonna do this?
For sure. We got to.
Yo, keep on getting, man, come on, dog. Just keep on getting me those videos, dog. Let me start, keep on putting that shit out there with Burn, with Cookie.
Oh, for sure,
just get that shit in the movement, dude.
That's what we're going to stay on. We're going to stay on the Cookie program.
Hell yeah, dog.
We got to.
Bounce is sponsored.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're part of the team, dog. Sure.
Dude, I'm excited about this fucking new fucking shit that you're going to be doing with your manager, dude.
It's yeah,
dope.
Dude.
Me too.
Yeah. It's dope, bro.
I'm like ready for some experimentation.
Yeah, I'm
music.
Ready for some. Yeah. Right? Like, let's like deep down a level lower.
Right. Get like, I'm ready to shit. See something
Would
different.
Would I be able to send him something?
Yeah.
So you guys could
yeah.
just get like a.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna mess nothing up.
No, hell no. You're okay. You my family. You get,
okay.
You get, yeah. This ain't even gonna be out till probably a couple more months, but.
Okay.
Oh.
Uh oh. Shit. How did
who
send
I send it to?
Send it to Sean at movemental.media.
It's a. Here.
Yeah, you yeah, send it to yourself, man. This is a
send
this is
yourself,
a fucking
G.
artist, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He can't be doing work.
Let, you
matter
gotta press
you.
Those buttons, partner.
Listen, yeah.
Let this man create.
Right. This is the king, King Bounce. Yeah.
You read his jaw, King.
What's the matter with you?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Boom. It's gonna be dope, bro.
Yeah. And but listen, as we're gonna listen to that and stuff, and then I'm gonna have him walk me through the new song that dropped too.
Right,
we're talk about some of that as well.
You want to do that one right now?
Yeah, let's do the one first, and then we'll go to what's coming up.
The future.
Right. So what's happening here, dog? We got this song queued up.
Keep that same energy.
This NBA right here.
NBA.
I'm with my dogs, yeah, we about to knock they wall down.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Wait. You must remember.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hush. He's mixing. Oh, Blue Eyes was mixing.
You by yourself, so who you gonna call now? Your team goofy, yeah, I'm about to take them all out. My squad NBA, we about to ball out. You won't ever catch me with no goofies. You know Stomps and D, they got the Thule. Yeah, traps and blacks, they got some groupies. We at the trap right now, just counting hoochies. These rap dudes like bitches, they hella moody. You got a handgun, bitch, I got a Uzi. We like the Lakers, little bitch, we about to ball out. Yeah, this phone for the fiends, we can't call out. And if we good, better hope we don't fall out. Yeah, your team get it too, I take a ball out. Hell no, you can't hang up in the doghouse. I hit him all in his legs, he try to crawl out. I'm with my dogs, yeah, we about to knock they wall down. You by yourself, so who you gonna call? Now, your team goofy, yeah, I'm about to take them all out. My squad NBA, we about to ball out. I'm with my dogs, yeah, we about to knock them all down. You by yourself, so who you gonna call now? Your team goofy,
yeah. Wait, so when did that finish up and come out?
That was like 2-3 weeks ago. We dropped that.
Yeah, dog.
So we aiming for like 3 videos a month. So I'm trying to do.
Is that right?
Yeah, bro. I got one coming out called Body for Body. I'm gonna try to drop it in a couple days. That's with me and Frontline Truth and the homie Player. Mm-hmm. And then I got another one dropping, which is my new sound. That is just gonna be like, that's gonna be like the single off of the shit I just sent you guys.
Okay, I want to hear some.
I want to hear.
Now this is just the instrumental.
No, this is the song.
Oh, yeah?
It's exclusive.
This is the
hard luck
exclusive.
Oh, shit, dog.
Hard luck exclusive.
Come on, dog. Let's go.
You must remember.
Snap exclusive, baby, for the Hard Luck Show, baby. Bounce.
Is this some Alan Watts shit?
It's that real shit right here.
Now, that's a very difficult thing to do.
It is.
Because from childhood up, we have had to conform to a certain social game. And if you're going to conform to this game, you can make mistakes or not make mistakes. And so this thing has gone into us all the time. You must do the right thing. There's certain conduct appropriate here, there's certain conduct appropriate there. And that sticks in us.
Talking that shit that only real niggas feel now. Talking about times that I was down by when I'm bad. Talking about times I had to figure out.
Wanna
get in doubt, I pull that pistol out. Ask if I'm a mission, time to bounce out.
That's my boy, Little Greedy 10K on the hook.
He started running, seen his homie die.
I already love him.
This is me right here.
Damn, I feel exhausted. Think about the time I sank King up in the coffin. Yeah, that shit got me tripping. Thinking of my life, I gotta move a little different. Huh? So it's back to this rap shit. What's a real one without a bad bitch? Huh? Yeah, they know that we the champions. And we ain't stopping till we really reach a million. Huh? I always talk the realest shit. And you ain't slip for the homies cause you full of shit. Huh? We gotta be the realest out. And if they trash, then you know I gotta take them out.
Yeah, we the ones that they've been waiting for. And we ain't stopping till this shit hit the radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't even celebrate. I'm trying to put my team on and make them elevate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Bro, that's
fucking sick, right?
Man, with the dude talking in the background, the Alan Watts shit, that's inspirational, bro.
It's gonna be different, bro.
That's sick.
You gotta hear that though. Watch, rewind that little last part. You gotta hear that little piece right there.
Gives us a double self all our lives long because we never grow up. Do you realize that the whole of life plays a game, which is a childhood game? Yeah, there are three kinds of people: top people, middle people, and bottom people.
Bro, that's conscious music, like you said, dog.
I mean, I would even like maybe categorize it even slightly different than even just conscious, because it's somewhat inspirational. It's something.
Yeah.
There's something of value there.
Because that dude's speaking truth, right?
Right.
So maybe nobody's gonna go and listen to some Alan Watts shit. They won't even give it a chance.
Right.
But if somebody creative brings it with a beat, and you want to hear it because it's part of the song, but there's knowledge being sent to you through it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. You might not even hear it on the fifth or sixth times. And then, like, you know, down the road on number 10, play number 10.
Right, you're like
wait a minute.
Subconsciously, like, wait a minute, dude.
Yeah.
But when I listen to, like, Bounce, like, put his sort of his experience or his spin on it, it also makes what Alan Watts is saying a little bit more relatable, or it gives it a different flavor than somebody who just listened to that by itself.
Well, you listen to him, and then you're going to be like, wait a minute, he's talking about that, and then you go back and you listen to it.
Right.
Because it's all making sense together.
Yeah,
you got to have
sure.
it all. You got to receive the whole message.
Yeah, bro, that sound is going to be crazy for me, bro. So all just picture the whole CD is going to just sound like that. Like,
I think that's fucking
I ain't never even heard no shit like that before.
Yeah, right.
Bro. Like, I don't even know who's done anything like that.
No.
Yeah, bro. It's definitely a different lane, bro.
Because you know why, too? Also, it not only does having Bounce's words and his experience, what he's talking about, does it give a different inflection to what Alan Watts is talking about, but Alan Watts's discussion gives you a different way to look at that lifestyle that Bounce is
right.
It kind of gets you prepared to what you're about to listen to.
Yeah, right. Bro, exactly.
And you start wondering, like, for the, like you were saying, like, I myself, when I was really listening to you speak and everything on that, I was really starting to think about what Alan Watts is talking about in relation to the world in which you live in.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
like, the
yes.
Double
to that.
Yes.
And you know what, dude? As soon as fucking you hear his fucking, what's his name? The artist that's on there?
Little Greedy 10K.
As soon as you hear him come in and the drums, you're like, oh shit, this
shit
that's
radio shit.
It's radio shit, dog.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard it, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
That sounds like some hit shit.
But what's cool is that. That does sound like some hit shit, but when you listen to the radio right now, they're not putting that knowledge out there.
No. It grabs you like that, but all of a sudden, it's taking your life. What is this?
I mean, you could point to all the music genres that are popular right now. They're not putting that kind of knowledge out there.
No, hell no.
And you know what's crazy? Like, if you go to studios with other artists, like, let's say, for instance, like artists from L.A. right now that are doing the whole rap, gangster, Mexican, Chicano, whatever you want to call it, scene, they're not doing shit like that.
No, bro.
Not like saying that they can't, but if you were to play that beat and then play some other type of fast tempo beat, they wouldn't have picked that beat to rap on.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I would pick that beat to
rap on. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the...
But that's what's separating you.
Yeah, off top.
And it's also, bro, because you're an artist, bro, and you're creating shit. You ain't no motherfucking rapper, dog. You're fucking,
For sure.
You're an artist, dude.
Right. That's right.
That's the difference, though, bro. Like, somebody who's really an artist, a musician who's creating fucking music.
Right.
Craft. Like, you got motherfuckers that are in this game, and that ain't what they're about, dog. They're on some other shit.
No, they're trying to...
vomiting on the fucking mic and put some...
Off an equation that they think works.
Don't mean shit.
Right. Yeah. They're working off an equation they think works.
Right, right. Oh, we got
what
the
worked before.
Like I try to make shit, even when it's the gangster shit, like the shit I do with Mr. Keeperhood, I try to make shit that fucking is gonna last for a lifetime. Like even when I'm gone, you're gonna be able to hear that shit and be like, damn, like that shit sounds like they just made that yesterday. Like,
right. But it's timeless, like, timeless.
It's super timeless music, bro. That's the word I was looking for. I try to make timeless shit, not shit that's just gonna be a wave for like a whole year. Like everybody rode that wave.
Right. Yeah.
Now we don't even know who them motherfuckers are no more. That shit.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, bro.
And it's very encouraging too, because there's nothing about rap that says it can't do the things that, like, whatever, rock and roll did or
dude,
whatever,
but wait a
right?
minute. Listen, Biggie, Pac.
Right.
I mean, you've got motherfuckers that you're going to listen to forever, dog.
Right.
That's 30 years old, dog, and I'm still listening to the Thug Life. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite shit. But same thing like Led Zeppelin. I put motherfucking Led Zeppelin or some Santana shit on.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to that to the day I die. You put some Stevie Wonder shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Timeless music. And rap can be, dog.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like experimental or expanding the genre so that it can encompass the rest of what is human life.
Well, I think that to do that, though, you have to be expressing the truths.
For sure.
If you're on a fucking trend, that shit's gonna die out quick. I mean, how many motherfuckers are gone?
Like a lot of shit
that we don't even listen to no more.
Like a lot of rap right now. That's why when like artists hit me up to do features and shit.
Right.
Sometimes I don't even care about the money. Like I'm kind of like nah, because I know you're not on what I'm on. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not. You don't feel this shit how I feel this shit. Right. You're just rapping because you know you know how to rap and fucking write lyrics. You know,
right?
Like, this rap has a lot of feeling in that shit. Like,
it does.
Yeah, bro, it has a lot. It could change your whole fucking mood. You could be pissed as fuck at your wife or your whatever, bro.
Right.
Some evil shit that they said to you, and then you hear a fucking song, and you're just like, fuck what she said. You know?
Yeah.
Or fuck what he said. Like. It'll put you in a whole nother mode, bro.
You know what that is, bro? That is the difference between having respect for your craft.
Absolutely.
Understanding that it's a powerful medium. It's not just some shit to make money on.
Yeah, some people, I think, like, when they hit me up to rap with me and shit, they just want to rap with me because of the clout or this fool's dope, but you don't really know, like, what this shit is real, bro. Like,
right.
I take this shit super serious. Like, I don't just be jumping on songs with everybody that wants to.
Nah, bro, I follow your shit and I've listened to your music, bro, and you don't.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
You're not all over the place, dude, whoring yourself out and doing
nah,
all that
you gotta
shit.
Be really fucking dope for me to be like, all right, let's do it. Let's put a video out. Let's do the whole shebang.
Right.
For you to co-sign and stand next to somebody and do all that. And you know what, Doug? I was telling Keeper Mr. Hood, because I am a fan of his music.
Yeah.
You know, when you can take me on a... When I can close my eyes and you take me on a trip, and he's able to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was stoked when these two busted out. I was like, yeah, dog. Because I'm pulling for these cats, dude. For real. It's a tough... It seems like the outside looking in, it's a tough business. Doesn't it seem like it, dog?
Fuck, what business ain't tough, bro? If you're really in it, it's gonna be, it's dog eat dog, it's a dog fight.
Yeah, dog.
Especially.
Like, you gotta be the, like, I would never, like, not even a disrespect to no artist. Or nothing, I would never say another artist is doper than me. No matter who it is. Like, they interviewed me on the Spliff TV interview, and they're like, yeah, so who do you think's the hottest rapper in LA right now? And I was like, Baby Bounce.
You're looking at
him. Yeah, like, they were like shocked that I said that. They were like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? I go, like who besides me? I'm the hottest one out right now. Like, that's just how your mindset gotta be, you know?
It definitely does. You can't fulfill your potential if you don't think what you're doing is the fucking best.
Yeah, bro.
You can't. You cannot.
But that's what anything, like, that's what, like, podcast is like, motherfucker, this is the dopest podcast, you feel me?
Right, and you can't base.
You motherfuckers ain't better than this.
Right,
this
right,
is where
dog,
gotta be.
And you can't.
The Hard Luck Show, baby.
And you can't base yourself.
Damn straight.
You can't base your self-esteem on how you think it's being perceived by outsiders.
Yeah.
Because if you do, You will chase trends and end up in the middle.
Because you doubt what you're doing.
Mediocre bullshit. Next thing you know, you're just trying to get fucking guests with some kind of fucking followers, and you don't care what you're talking about.
Yeah, facts.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This show, we got Bounce, and he just fucking busted out some fucking shit. I've never
seen Old Blue Eyes.
I
gotta tell you right now,
this guy is a pissed off. Listen, Old Blue Eyes is a pissed off bored motherfucker. He's heard it all. He's seen it all. He worked at B4. He did all this shit. He's heard all this shit. Here, Katy Perry says she wasn't ever gonna do anything fucking pop, and then she did something pop. He's like, fuck, I can't hit. And I've never seen him smile and be like, that was some interesting good shit.
Dope,
right?
You know what, dog? I feel like we're almost manifesting this change.
Oh, for
before
sure.
he even came into the room.
Talking about it.
Right?
We did.
And now you're coming in like with a breath of fresh air, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Okay, finally. And you know
and
what? Nobody better to do it than you, dog.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Because that's you taking your path and doing what you do. And it's needed, bro.
Yeah, but check this out.
We need it.
Also, a big shout out to Bounce to listen to his manager and try something different, right?
To take some direction, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro. Shout out my brother Travis, man.
Yo, what up, Travis?
What's up, man?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's a collaborate. That's work. That's work.
You know what? We're talking about it with Guerrero Fitness.
Yeah.
He's like, I got all the solutions. I got the direction. And the motherfuckers that win, they can take direction.
That's true.
But all these other motherfuckers got all these excuses of why they can and excuses. And that's why they're over there. But taking direction. I mean, Michael Jordan talks about taking direction, about not knowing and being able to be coachable, dog.
Yeah, sometimes you got to, you know, you got to play second, bro. You can't just always be first. Like, oh, this is going to be me. This is how I want it. This nothing will ever happen for you like that.
Man.
Like, you got to hear another voice out.
Yeah,
see what else is out there.
That's true. And you know what's cool is also it's what Bounce has too, which is like he's passionate and serious about what the fuck he's doing. Right.
It's ain't a joke.
And so it ain't a fucking joke. That's right. And Jordan was saying the same thing. Because they asked him, they're like, why aren't you coaching people? And Jordan said, I don't coach motherfuckers because honestly, I'm so intense and serious about what I'm doing that I don't think it would be fair to try to make these other people try to do what I did. And then if they don't do what I did, I won't put a world of hurt on. I can't. It's not worth it to me. I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Facts.
Fuck, man. Bro. I'm going to fucking punch a wall.
Look at, I think, too, man, about you talking about your vision, sharing it on here, telling us what's going to happen, because I'm catching that vision.
Yeah, bro.
You kind of stated how this music's going to be and what you're doing, and then you put it on, and that is. And it's like, this manifestation shit is as real as it gets.
For real.
It's up to me to dictate and write my story.
Right.
I'm not going to have you write my story. Yeah. It's up to me to follow and make it happen, my vision.
Right.
Facts.
You know, I can turn it into reality. You know what I'm saying?
But it takes real belief, bro.
It takes real belief.
You can't be this motherfucker.
Nah, you can't fake it, dog.
Dude, this is why it drives me nuts. Everybody's on this motivation shit. Every time you look, everybody's like,
you gotta be about it, man. Yeah,
you can't be fucking around. But the truth of the matter is, to really be in it, it's fucking painful.
You're doing it. If you're
it's pain. Yeah. It ain't easy.
No.
No, hell no.
No.
Right?
No.
And, day in, day out.
But that's
Wednesday.
Why you see quitters all the time. Because they ain't really about it, dog.
That's what trips me out, too, like, about my people when they run into me. They be like, damn, dog, like, you came so far. Like, I'm glad you never quitted this shit. Like,
right. You don't know who needs to see you make it.
Yeah, I got a lot of fucking homies, bro, that I made music with that don't make
no music no more.
Straight, not even to say it like that, but straight, like, waste of talent. Like, motherfuckers is dope. I have motherfuckers make beats that are like, oh, yeah, I got strung out over some girl and I fuck music. I sold all my shit. Like, damn, bro, like, how the fuck? I done fucking lost, like, 5-6 women in my fucking whole relationship like over music, bro.
Right.
Over music. Like, choose me or that rap, bro.
What the fuck?
Bitch, I'm not going to choose you before this. This comes first. You know?
Yeah.
No matter what, this shit comes first. That's just how it
is. Hey, MOB, music over bitches.
But
Right? M.O.B., dude.
But yeah, the fact is if she's putting a choice like that to this dude, then she doesn't know who she's with.
Yeah. I can't cash my dreams in for nobody, bro.
Nah, hell no.
You know what I'm
never.
Saying? My yeah. dreams are my dreams, man.
Yep.
Right. If I give those up, then who? Then what the fuck am I doing here?
You know?
Yeah, what am I?
Just an empty vessel for somebody else's bullshit.
An empty puppet.
Yeah,
yeah, dog. For somebody
some
else.
Some people want the empty puppet life because they don't want to be responsible or
yeah.
they don't want to be like,
they don't want
I fucked up. They want to be able to say like, oh, well, I would have done it if it wasn't for so-and-so.
Right.
Right?
That's somebody else's story, man.
A lot of people like that, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Fuck. Shit. How about people that, for whatever reason, they're just negative? I was fucking... Man,
yeah,
I guess I deal with some people sometimes where I'm just like, man, like, why are you? That you don't even know those people, and you're sad and depressed over the death over there, and you don't even know that, but you just heard about it. I'm too busy, and I got too much shit to do that I can't get caught up in that.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so excited that you made this music, man.
No, for sure, bro.
I mean, people need to hear that.
They're gonna hear it.
So like for you to finish up that album, this is months of work ahead of you.
Nah, this is almost done.
It's almost done.
Yeah. Oh shit.
So it's gonna be called Concrete Emotions.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just like the title, the where you're coming from, dog, the whole vibe.
That's what
we need.
It's gonna be dope.
Nobody else, especially in the Brown. He's doing that, dog.
Nah.
Ain't nobody comfortable or believing up or willing to do that, dog.
Yeah,
because
everybody's too hard right now.
Yeah, shit. Dog. Yeah.
Bro, that shit is not it.
But what's crazy is that to have the kind of security to do that he's got,
absolutely.
That's being really hard.
Yes, it is.
That's real hard.
That is real strange.
I'm confident in this shit. That's why. I know it's not going to be.
I think that shit's going to take you to the next level.
Yeah, I do,
bro,
too.
Me, too.
I do, too.
Me, too, bro. I think that's going to be just the shift changer. Like, damn, this is what I should have did fucking years ago.
Right, you know? Right.
But everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
So,
because the motherfuckers that do that are always the first motherfuckers that everybody thinks is crazy or looks different. It's always the beginning, dog.
Right.
Somebody needed to take the step. You know what
Somebody
I'm saying?
Somebody needed to take the step. That is exactly right.
And it's got to be a dude that's real about it. To take that step that's how other people are gonna be like, oh shit, I can too. You know,
everybody's gonna start doing conscious music, you know?
Right?
Yeah. Shit.
Right. And then when it gets flooded, you just go back to gangsta.
I go back grimy.
I'll be like, I got some new shit coming. That's gonna be hard. It's called Concrete Fuck You.
Concrete Robbery. Yeah.
That's dope though, right? Concrete Emotions.
Yeah, dog.
It is. It's great.
That's like you're standing on that shit.
Yeah, bro.
Standing on it, dog. That makes sense.
Multiple meanings to that fucking title.
Baby Bounce.
Yeah.
Hey man, go ahead and let the listeners know where they can find you, how they can find your music. Like, listen up,
man. Just go on Spotify, Google Play, whatever platform you listen to. Just put in Baby Bounce. You'll see my picture right there.
Wait, hold on though, because there was some stuff I couldn't find on your Spotify, bro. I had to go to the YouTube to feel it out.
Oh yeah, a lot of stuff that I drop on YouTube. Yeah. Some of it. Ain't on Spotify because there's singles that I drop. So, but
YouTube too.
So go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube too. Put in Baby Bounce. You'll see my picture. Everything will pop up.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds. Go
and
when.
And so, what do we know? What can you tell? I know there's a lot of money swirling around, lots of whatever, and you can barely say some things. But what do we know about Concrete Emotions? When is it coming? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah,
I
want to
drop it before this year's over. So,
okay.
Well, you fucking.
I wanted to do like Halloween, but like I said, music's about feeling. So, like the Halloween wouldn't be.
It's not
good,
the right. Yeah.
Nah,
you're right.
So I'm
right
thinking time. Probably like Christmas or something, like Christmas Eve or something, 12 o'clock, something like that.
Is there gonna be like a listening party? Like, are you gonna?
I wanna do that.
Because if you do. I won't be there.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah,
I want the whole squad.
And the other thing is, how can we? What is the best way for us to position the launch of that album with the help of Hard Luck? Like the few days before this thing's gonna launch, or the
cookie event.
The cookie event.
There you go.
We got to. We'll
figure it out, dog.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
I would love to do that shit right there and just be with the people, you feel me, that are helping me out, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'll figure that out, dog. Yeah. And we'll figure out how to, like,
get some White Castle burgers.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Oh, we'll figure something out for that. And then we'll figure out how we do the show, how we, like, release, we'll like, just, a song or, like, we'll do, like,
break
an exclusive, like, the precursor to the fucking drop. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that on the Hard Luck Show.
We'll drop some cookies caps.
Just we'll do all that
the song
shit,
get
dog.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Be dope.
All right, I'm going to start working on it.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep me tied in with the dates, how it's coming along.
Hell yeah.
Gotcha, good shit.
I love it.
You got any shout-outs, dog? You got any other shout-outs you want to give? Anything else you need to put out there?
Man, shout out my people, my Unc Stomps and my Unc D, you feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out my whole label, OKM. Shout out all my artists. Everybody holding me down. Shout out the Hard Luck Show for sure.
Good looks.
Yeah. You already
know.
Yeah.
One love, baby.
One love.
Ovando Bowen, LLP. We wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. The best legal representation that money can buy. And big shout out to Travis as well. Let's give a shout out to fucking Travis.
Shout out to Travis. This
yeah. What you got, Sean?
You know what it is.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Sean at movemental.media for all your audio and podcasting needs.
Patio.
Hardluckshow.com. Hardluckshow.com.
Hardluckshow.com.
Yeah.
Go there. Go Come peep on. It out. We will have for you some a creative musical episode.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Gum Road.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
head over to
an audio palette cleaner.
Right.
You go there, you're going to hear, right, some amazing fucking tracks that Big Lux, O Blue Eyes, Shumahan, and Attorney Rosenberg work out to, get pumped up to, and jam their head through fucking walls to.
It's going
to
be free. So go head over there and grab the free shit. That's it.
Big shout out to Baby Bounce from Gardena Tonight.
Man, yeah. Love you guys, bro. Love you guys.
Listen to his music and follow him. There's more shit, real shit coming up.
Yep.
Big shout out, www.supermaxhardware.com. Go pick up a tee, a cap, a tank. We got some surprises coming. At Cookies SF. Go to Cookies SF. You can get some flour. You can get some hot gear. At Vibes Papers. You know how we do it. Yes, big sir. Shout out to Esteban Oreo and the Soul Assassin. Big shout out to Big Burner and the Cookies family. And let's keep that shit Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays now on YouTube as well. We're out of here. Peace. Oh.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.